every day, aspirin and Tylenol experiment, we can draw graphs to represent the frequencies that we collected in the experiment. And there are a number of ways that you can do this. The simplest way is with what we call a bar chart. We'll also talk later about a histogram and also a frequency polygon. The main difference among these measures is the scale of measurement that underlies the frequency distribution. So if we're doing data that are nominal or ordinal, we tend to use a bar chart. If we use interval or ratio data, then we'll either use a histogram or a frequency polygon. The basic difference between the bar graph and the histogram that we'll see in a minute is whether or not the bars essentially touch each other or whether or not we keep a distance between them. And that difference is simply a way of telling the viewer that these are scaled either nominal or ordinal, or in the case of histogram, interval or ratio data.